שער רשת. עמים מרמב״ם מסחריקה רשת. יכולה לו את אמרת, בנהלוך אלו של רבי יהודה, ולא יקרה בעלית את עסקי של הסורת, והוא כתה דאפי לבד. צולים את דיבות רעי. בקוס אומר, אין חוב וסייס. זה יתעס את המש, ובעלי לקרוא בוס השם. צולצמון, צולצמין מיני. בוא. We don't pass in life. So, because we believe it. So the Rashi Israeli was that we pass in life from you. What will Rabbi Tam do with that Gimor? So Rabbi Tam and the Holy Spirit writes, now we have a lawyer of you, the lawyer. He did the last chapter of Zohar. So Arove says that it's a mashu, chal in the chambon, chal in the shikha. So it's as a mashu, so isn't that like Rabbi Yehuda? It means you may ask a mashu. But the meima, the chmire, the chal, the tebu, and the mesach. So that Gemara is reference to certainly so that as a mashu, like tebu, as a mashu. And like this, so the Gemara in the Zohar says, why does tebu as a mashu? Because Keteire Kachisot, just as you can be Mafkia B'Shem Tere, by taking off as Trumo, Chita Achaz, so Kachisot. So, in Yainesa, because of Chumro Yainesa, so it's Asa Limash. So, the Machlik is of a fine in Rote, as reference to the few Yisurim that Asa Limash. So, there the Shaila is, whether the criterion is shame or the criterion is time. But generally speaking, Mashu doesn't ask us because we don't pass for life every day. We pass for Kabbalah. That means the Mine is only the reason that. And if the Mashu should have resorted to the Bible order, so they might have to deal with the Chawla and the Yagnes. And the Rabbi Yechon is also in Mashu, which is Mashu. I got seen him so that to yourself. One girl says is the Mashu Kera. But even if we are there, there are three girls of Mashu or Mashu Kera, or just us. So even if we're trying to say, we can accept the girls of the Mashu Kera. But they say, Unish Maita. I got seen of the Mashu Kera. Yeish Leina. She can say, Bechomets Kera. Gewoy mitan Kera. בסבירה בכל מסוג שבתאו, במילה, במש, ברוב הלסר, אלו דווקא בחומת בפסק, משום חומרה בחומת. If we are gerers, אבל תם says, if we are gerers, במש יקרב, then we are forced to say, so that חומת עשה במש, but then Ram Tamo mentioned another girl said that we're not even gay with the Mashu Kera, but just us. So he told him this down. But actually, the Ram Tamo explained a little this girl of the Mashu Kera. So he doesn't mean the Trove passes like that. No, he doesn't pass like that, like a beauty. That means he may ask the Mashu Kera. No, we pass for the Avonarchy. That means he doesn't pass for the Mashu. But by Chomets, that's the Mashu because of a special Chomets. So it is like Rav, but except that Rav asks us from the Mashu because of the general principle meaning as the Mashu, and Rove asks us from the Mashu because of the special Achumre, by Chok. Yishmash was from the Rav, and the Rav is still going to say that the Mashu, the Chod of Esfet, or the Avdi, or the Pesach, the Shikum of the Chod, the Dham Rav, the Doi Goyim, the Davke, the Chomet, the Kosak, the Rav. The Shoal, מקמי כל איסורים שבתאו, ממשהו כרעב, או איזה מסתם. אין שאי איך גם הרוב קונטיפה מסוימת, איש רדיון, איש רדיון, איש רדיון, איש רדיון, איש רדיון, איש רדיון, אם כן, יהוא הלוכי כרעב ממשהו, הרוב אישו איסור, בלי סתם, תרביך ושלוק. So even if we are gayrenic, so it does not mean as Rasha explains it. Mamesh for the same reason that Rav asked. Rav passed for Kabiyude, but we don't pass for Kabiyude. והידים רבתם, דו יצוצו פער רבתם דיסקרסטי, הוא יקצה בגרסי, או במשפט. בו, רבתם סייר זה לפרט הגרסי, איזה שום דיגר יש עוד כאן. והידים רבתם, ויצאים למה שקרה, הכי מה שלא מוכל בעיר, מגבור עשרה. סבבו, וגם בחומץ רבי יחנן. מה למרות, this whole הלוכת, the well known הלוכת, that חומץ עשרה במשהו, so according to Rabbitam, such a halachah doesn't exist. So, but of course, we don't rely on Tamshita Likulet. But where there are other reasons to be made here when the Shaila arises, and there are other reasons to be made here, so then we are mitzari from the Tamshita as a sleep. So, what is the Muhammad Kabirichan? What is the Muhammad Kabirichan? What is the Muhammad Kabirichan? מה נבואי? הוא הגיד שזה לא נבואי, אנחנו לא עושים כל נפשי ישראל, אנחנו נצטרך לפעול. ומי ברמתם ראי, רמתם מוסחיל כאן רעש. רעש אקספונית בנימול עוד רוב, דת רוב. פסקוס לי חביוז, דת מי מי עשה סיפורתי אלפון למשהו, he says no, ומשהו קרה. So, תם says, even if we are here, it means the magic rabba because of the special chumash. Not that he passed by from you. But then, he's not even here in the magic. Maybe Rabbi Tamrai, if the head is filled with all the things that know she, in the middle of the sound, oh my, I'm not going to die. Me in the middle, I don't make my time. So in the sound, he now may enjoy me that he can be sound. So Robin, you know, Rabbi Moshe said so many words, that he got time, so he is Amer. They need to be fired, they have the heart, they have a time there, they have this time. You should be Robin Gosha Shmoz, Rabbi Moshe, you know, because Robin says the criterion, he said, so, and Ham Rechadot and new wine. And grapes have the same cup, but different names. One item is called wine, one item is called grapes. So we may like, according to Robin, it was a shmozel. Since it has different, so since it has different names, so it's Mishaloyim. It's Mishaloyim. So that's why it says Mishish. But in Yachaname, where it's maybe then what they would say, the Tashu Nashu, the UK, and I might call me Mimine. So it's Mishaloyimine, why did it say Mimine in the Sam? Uvakein is Rabbe, Mishane Rabbe, it's all Rabbe in Mimine. And the Barach has told us, it's Eich Mishay, Vichal, the U.S., Kosher, Katahube, it's all Rabbe in Yaakov, Mimine, but וסתומד לגמור קורמה בשביל בסך הביצה, שעת רוב את יחתיך אבל, חיתה וחיתה, נהי לא רב יהודה, לא יבואתו לרבון או מישהו פה. So isn't, doesn't that intend to imply that we pass by רבון? Because if we pass by רבי יהודה, why do you say, נהי לא רבינו לא יבואתו לרבון או מישהו פה? But we pass by רב יהודה, so we have to act it out. So it's a right, you know, we don't pass by רבון. Die Rache Gufe, ich weiß nicht, wie was ich haben soll, hat die Flug für die Beine Rote, wo er der Bursa Tamas ist, ob er so schmort ist, und die Liebe Kassel, ich habe die Liebe Kassel. Und so, aber wir sind da. Und hallo, ich habe mir schon als Familie, Posa, die Kirche, die Kirche, wie wir sind da. Und meistens Rote, ich habe noch, ja, ich weiß, ich komme raus an den Marsch. Now, so, Rabbitam Shitte is that Chometz is not Yesa Chomo Mishal Yisrael. And if there is Shishim, so it's me. Now the cases we're discussing the meaning of Yael. Why? Because according to Moses Rishayim, so the reason is why Chometz has the Mashal is because of whom the Chometz. So the cases mentions another Misa that has a special Chometz, that's Yael Yisrael, that has the Mashal. Yaines, and come out some Mashu, and I'm down, I was standing on, mit Schmiss Agehimi, שכוזב את זה תפארל, כוזב כאן מהנס ומתפקים את זה עזורי, עוד דבר נוי, בוא לא עבוד ארל, זה ארל, כמו איש ישרים, עשו איסה נוי, בכל שאלה, עם עשר עזור, נפאו, שור איסורים, ושמים לו, כתב יאי נסר, ומשתולמים, אני אשתה, ובחומד בפסח, איבן דור גם אתם שיטים, כי זה יוסי, זה, Chomet Bizman and Ibn Yishol Yini Osa, and it means when he's in Tam, so still in my say, he was not late. Well, Chomet the Pesach, we also have a Tam, and Abba Gav, the Bishut is Rabba Choye, Nam Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Rode Yisrael, Gam Chomet Bizman is in Tam. But our dear say is, in Shiltes, that it has a Rimash. Now, Rabbi Kvei Yeresi Yarikash, Timur, Omar Rok, Tizim Amash, Abba Stam Yeno, Nishor of Hanoi Bisham, כמו ידי, הוסתם יינו מוצא בנוי, כלימוך בחמדוך, בסך הדל מזור, ובריחו כל שבותי שסתם, אבל סתם יינו מוצא בסם, וכאן נראה לדעי כתו יסי פרו בתייסס. So, תייסס, so יש לי קשה, against תייסס, שהמתם סת, that when do we say that יאי נסח, אז זה משהו, only for this נסח ליד, But Stam Yeinom, which is only from the Rabbonon, which is only from the Rabbonon, so it does not have something like that. So he's a Rishishim, so it's smooth. So this is what she is, but Stam Yeinom, she wrote Anoy of Isam. Sometimes, so it's not a Rikashi, but it's not so. Stam Yeinom is also Anoy. Now we can be Yashi with this, without changing the gears in this. Because, in Ochname, there is a Shiddes of Rishayim that Stam Yeinom is Bottle Bissam. But perhaps this, the Shite of Avnetam is not like that Shite. The Shite of Avnetam is that since called the Tikkun Rabbonon King, the Isa Tikkun, so even Stam Yeinom, the Stam Yeinom, this Man Chazal that was also Ban Noye, so it came the Isa Tikkun, so it holds us a Lamash. But Now the Rishayim, except for the Rambam, so all the Rishayim say that the Stam Yeinom of the Goyim today is not Osa Banoye, he's only Osa Bishri. Why? Because with Stam Yeinom is Osa Banoye that was of the Akum Bizman Chazal. So they were in the Avizore and they were Rogil in Nisum. So the Melech, Chomin Aser, even the Stam Yeinom Banoye, Mitzav Mishu Nisum. Mashayim came the Goyim. They're going today, they're not Minasek on the Zohar, they're not in the Zohar. So Mimele, the whole reason, so the Chachomim only asked, their Yayin we see it. Sometimes the Rambam Shite is that it's also Banoi also, even of the Nochim today. But, the Shite of most Rishayim is that it's Tam Yeinom of the Nochim of today, so it's Mutar. Mutabanot. Why? Because they're not in Asir. So it's only also Bisiye because of Nesom. Because there are two timing. There are two timing in the Isra of Stam Yeinom. One time is because of Nesom, Mishum Chitut. Because if it would be Mutah to drink the wine, so it would be conducive to intermarriage. And then because of Nesom. So the time of Nesom, Chishayah, By Nochim who am Nasir, but Nochim today they're not Nasir. So it's the time of Chitu Nishai. So it's only also we see it. So Rabbi Tam Shite is that the Stam Yeinom of Nochim who am Nasir, who are in Lavi Zore, who am Nasir, and it's also with the Rabbonim Tosa in Banhoi, so in Nochim Am Nasir, it's also the Mash. But he means that Stam Yeinom is Shore Banhoi, he means the Stam Yeinom of today, of the Nochim of today, that it's not even Osa Banoye. So that Stam Yeinom doesn't have the Nacho. But any other Stam Yeinom that is Osa Banoye, so Ram Tam Shite is, that it has the Nacho. Now, so Ram Tam Shite is Shite Siochit. And even Ram Netam himself did not rely on Maise and his own Shite. So, all the Shein pass that that chomet the pesach asa the mash. It's well known that chomet the pesach asa the mash. So, but according to Rashi, so it asa the mash because it passed like a Yude, that you may asa the mash in general. You may asa the mash in general. And according to most Rishonim, so we don't pass point Rabbanon. We pass point Rabbanon that min b'minei asers is mutavishish. But by chometz, so mishum chumre de chometz the Pesach, so the chachomim asers chometz b'min shaloi b'minei b'mashu. Now, but those Rishonim, that's most Rishonim, I mean all the Rishonim except Rashi, so who say that we paskin generally that min b'mine is bottle b'shishi, and still by chomet, so why do we paskin chomet as in Ashur? Because of the special chumrah of chomet. So there are 2 days. So there is 1 day of Rishonim that the shita of most Rishonim. That the reason is why. The reason as to why chometz as of the mashu is because of chumre the chometz, because of Nisakores, because of the Yodnei, and the Rambam mentions another chumre because of Bal Yoni Bal Yimotze. So that's the reason as to why chometz bein yiminei bein mishoi yiminei as of the mashu. But the Arishemi, and there's the sheet of Rambam, and there's the sheet of the Ram in Avrizore, so they say that the reason is why, and the Ramban also mentions that as one wash. That's not the main wash, Ramban Muhammad. The main wash in the Ramban Muhammad is that the Chachomim just asked Chometz b'mashu, bein min shaloi b'minei, because of Chumre the Chometz. But then the Ramban mentions another wash, which is in line with the Shittas Ramban, that Chometz itself has a din of Dovah Sheish Matir. Now we have a halacha, the Dovah Sheish Matir in a few dollars ago. Now, the question is Chometz the Dovah Sheish Matir? So, the Mordechai, here Mishochim says, and then Rishonim agree with the Mordechai, that Chometz, most Rishonim agree with the Mordechai, that Chometz is not considered, Chometz the Pesach is not considered Dovah Sheish Matir. Why? Because Dovah Sheish Matir means if it is destined to become muter, and then once it becomes muter, it will remain muter. Leilom boed. But chometz v'pesach, even according to Rav Shimon, of course, according to Rav Yehuda, so chometz v'pesach, that chometz shovel v'pesach is osa mid'raise. So it certainly could not be considered as a dovah sheish matir, because it's not destined to become muter. It will always remain osa. We are not talking about Rav Yehuda. But according to Rav Shimon, now all the Shemim pass like Rav Shimon in connection with Chometz L'achar HaPesach. So according to Rav Shimon, that Chometz L'achar HaPesach, so he's Mutar Mitraiz. But in the Rabbon it's only Oseh Mitzatnas. So there are a number of the Shemim who say, since it's also the Rabbonon, let it be because of Knas. Let it be because of Knas. And true that this Knas applies only to the Bein, but it doesn't apply to Mashu. Certainly doesn't apply to Mashu. But since it's also the Rabbonon, some Mele Chometz is not to be considered the Dovah Sheish Matir. And then the Mordechai says, for another reason, Chometz is not to be considered Dovah Sheish Matir. Because Dovah Sheish Matir is only something that is destined to become Mutar and you may Mutar Leon Boed. Mashenke Chometz, true, that Midraise, let's say that we have to consider only the Raise. So, Midraise is destined after Pesach to become Mutar. But when the next Pesach comes, it will again become Oser. So it's not Dovah Sheish Matir. However, the Shilis Rambam is, and the Ramban Milchames also says like that, that Chometz be Pesach is considered Dovah Sheish Matir. Dovah Sheish Matir. Why? Because we pass from like Rav Shimon. So true, Rav Shimon also says that it's also the Rabbanon, but that's only mitzat knas, and it only applies to them, it doesn't apply to Mashu. So Mele, Chometz is considered Dovah Sheish Matir. And even though when the next Pesach will come, it will again become Oseh, but in the meantime, it will be Muter for a substantial length of time. So Mele, it's considered Dovah Sheish Matir. So Mele, Chometz b'Pesach, min b'minei, according to the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, should be also on the basis of a general principle. Because of the Rosh Hashanah clearly mean the Minei Achil of the Lechel Bavli. But here by Chometz we have a Chidesh. We have a Chidesh. What's the Chidesh? The Chidesh is that even Mishaloi Li Minei Asad Rimash. So that Chidesh is based upon the Chumra of Chometz. So in other words, according to, you see, most Rishayim, except for Abnetar, who agree that Chometz Asad Rimash. But why? But Rishayim are divided as to why Chometz Asad Rimash. So most Rishayim say that Chometz Asad Rimashu because of the Chumra of Chometz. So because of that Chumra of Chometz, so Bein Chometz B'minei, Chometz B'Pesach, Minish B'minei, and Bein Mishaloi B'minei, Asad Rimashu, Asad Rimashu. Mashayikein, and Mitzat, Dova Sheyesh L'Matiri, so B'minei it should Asad Rimashu. Why? Because it's not the Dabashi Yesh Matiri. Either because it's also the Rabbanot, or because when the next Pesach comes, so it will again become us. But the Avishayim, the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Ram, in Avizore, they say that actually, Chomet Pesach min b'minei, is also be mashu on the basis of the general principle, because it's a double shayish of material. But the chachomim, shumra de chometz, wants, so, and mimine is also anyway, so shumra de chometz, the chachomim asa di min shaloi du mine mashu. But the basis for it is the fact that mimine is, chomet pesach, is also on the basis of the general principle. Then there is another machlokes b'shem. How about Yomish v'Yomish? So Chometz v'Pesach lach v'lach. So then, except for Avnetam, certainly after the lach. But how about Yomish v'Yomish? So there is a machlokes b'shem. There is a machlokes b'shem, and the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. So there is one day of b'shem. There's the Shite. There's the shite of the Rosh that the chumre of chometz is only shayach ligabi taruves or in kol aterikule is required shishim. So because of chumre of chometz, the chachomim asad mashu, mashayim ki yovi viyovich. So in kol aterikule it's what the rov, not be shishim. So the chachomim didn't want machu. So even chometz the Pesach is what the rov. Is but Yovish B'Yovish. Is but Torah. Is but Torah. But then, the other Rishayim, and the Rosh says that this is the Shita of the Reef. And that Chomet B'Pesach, Mishim Chumre the Chomet, so it has the Mashu not only in Tavu B'Safar B'Lach, but even of Yovish B'Yovish. And there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and we pass that it answers the mashu even yomish. All right. Now then there is the shite of the raivet. Then there is the shite of the raivet. The shite of the raivet. Beinli gabi lar velach and beinli gabi yomish biyomish. He says chomet pesach asas the mashu, but only ba'achile, but not ba'anoy. Now the mashu of chomet is not also ba'anoy at all. That was a Bamel Ekon Rai. And the same thing he says, Ligabi Yovish B'Yovish. Ligabi Yovish B'Yovish, so Yovish B'Yovish, Chom Tid Pesach Asal Dimashu, but only Ba'achile, but Ba'anoy not. And Ba'anoy it's Muter as long as there is Rof. Rashi Shite in connection with Yovish B'Yovish, so Rashi Shite in Avrizor Ed Afayim Dalet is like the Rai. Whether Rashi says the same thing with Abel Abel Ach, we don't know. But Rashi in Avrizora, the Fahim Dalet, says like the Raivet in connection with Yovish B'Yovish. That Yovish B'Yovish asas b'mashu b'achile, but b'anoye is b'tlova. Then there is another machlokes b'shem. Well, now, Chomet v'Pesach. Asas b'mashu and Pesach. But suppose the Tarubis took place on Puri, so he doesn't ask the Mashu. He doesn't ask the Mashu. So you ask, so what's the Nafkinia? I mean, the Tarubis took place. One second. So if Tarubis took place before Pesach, and even before Erev Pesach, Tidim's Bar Yisrael, so then he doesn't ask the Mashu. So then everybody agrees he doesn't ask the Mashu. The question is, when suppose that Arubis took place before Pesach, there was Shishi, and then Pesach comes, and it's still here. So are we allowed to eat? So most Rishonim say, once that Arubis took place before Pesach, Kedem Zman Yisurei, some melee became bottle, b'shishi. Once it becomes bottle, so it cannot be a chayz of aniyah. But the Arishonim, the Magid Mishneh, the Meishneh, that the Arishani who hold Chesavini. So in other words, so that means that if Chomes Vipesa, even though the Tarubes took place, Erev, even though the Tarubes took place Kinema Pesach, but once the Pesach comes, so you're not allowed to. So then the question arises, so what is the significance of the halacha that chometz v'pesach, kidem ha-pesach, becomes bottle b'shishin? The kidem ha-pesach, so you're allowed to eat chometz gomo, chometz v'en. So what difference does it make when it becomes bottle? It doesn't become bottle. So the only nafkamina would be if the tavur is to play before Pesach. Well, and if it becomes bottle b'shishin, so on Pesach you're allowed to eat it. But if we, according to the Shein, we say Chayra Beniya, so what's the significance of the halacha that Chometz v'Pesach becomes Botel Kinema Pesach? When Pesach comes, so then it will be Chayra Beniya, so it will be also Nemash. So the answer is, this whole halacha for the Shein, that Chometz v'Pesach, Kinema Pesach, becomes Botel Kinema is relevant only in connection with Erev Pesach. With Erev Pesach, in other words, If the Tarubes took place before Pesach and the Shishim, you are allowed to eat the Tarubes and the Shishim and just Mashu of Chomet Erev Pesach, even Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos. Because Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos does not have the Chumra of Chomet. The Chumra, the reason is why it has to be Mashu is because of the Chumra of Chomet. And the Chumra of Chomet is based not just upon the fact that we but upon the Issachares, everybody. Now Chometz, Erev Pesach, so Kores there isn't. And whether there is a laugh, so that depends whether we pass like a Kimon or pass like a Bude. But even if we pass like a Bude, the way the Rambam passes, so there's only a laugh, but Kores there isn't. So there is no Chumre, the Chometz of them. So the Issa of Chometz, Erev Pesach, Lacha Chatzos, is like Shavisori. So the special Chumre of Chometz is not Shayer, so Memele, if the Tarubes took place, Kinema Pesach, even if the Tarubes took place, Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos. So you are allowed to eat it in the Rishishi. You are allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos. But on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. Because Chidr Nir. But most Rishishi hold the next way you pass me, that we don't say Chidr Nir. Alright, then there is another machlokes of Hashem. The Arishonim will say that the chumre of chometz v'pesach is based upon the Issachares plus loibot. The Issachares plus loibot. The Ramban mentions, so the Rosh in Avodah Zarah mentions kores and loibot. The Rashi also mentions Kores, Rashi here, mentions Kores and Loibod. There is one tasteless, I think at home, so he mentions Balmoye, Balmoze, and Loibod. Then, there is the Meir in Psochi. So he should say that the Chumra of Chometz, the Chumra on account of which it has a Limashu, it consists in Loibodil and the Isa of Chometz Midraise. So Mila the Miri says that Erev Pesach, La'acha Chatzos, even if we pass like a chinuch, not only if we pass like a Mila the way the Rambam passed, but even if we pass like a chinuch, that there is no love the Raisa, Chometz Kilim's money, but in Isa the Raisa there is, in Isa Ese, of Tashbisu. So Mila he says, when does the Gemara say, when Rabbi says, that's the Mila Shin, I'm sorry. Omar Rabbi, Dil has a Chometz Bismane, Bein B'minei, Bein Shaloi B'minei Yosef, Osa B'mashu, so it means, what Shaloi B'smane, Bein B'minei Shaloi B'minei Muta, so Shaloi B'smane, Bein B'minei Shaloi B'minei Muta means La'achar Pesach, but Chometz, Kim HaPesach, Erev Pesach, La'achar Chatzos, so that's included in Zmane, according to me. According to Moses Kashimah, Zmane is reference only to Chometz Am Pesach itself, but Erev Pesach, La'achar Chatzos, not, even if we pass in, like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a lot, but there is no chorus. So the chumre of Chometz Pesach is based upon the Dilet plus chorus. Masha'im Kin Erev Pesach, there is no chorus, even Ma'udu Rabbi Yehuda. But the Miri says that the chumre, the chumre of Chometz Bizmane is based upon Loib Tile and the Nisar Raisa. It doesn't have to be chorus, it doesn't even have to be allowed. And Nisar Raisa. So when Rabbi says, Hilchas Chometz Bizmane, it means not only Pesach itself, but it means even Erev Pesach. Lacha Chatzos. So, and even though we pass like a Shimon, the Miri says we pass like a Shimon, but with the Raisa it's also because of the Nisaresa Tashbisu. So the Mele, it doesn't do much. So when doesn't it doesn't do much? When does it do much? Either Chometz Lachar HaPesach, or Erev Pesach, Kedem Chatzos. Sho Shishis, Sho Hamishis, when some lost from the Rabbon, so there's no Nisaresa. So then it doesn't pass on the Nash. Masha'i came after Chatzos, according to the Miri, it doesn't do much. It's included to Chometz Bizman. Then there is the Machlekes, the two, and all the other Rishonim, when the Gemara says, Hanu Mila Beine, Avo Tavu Besloi, so all the Rishonim say that even if there is no Rishishim, so the Tavu Bes doesn't pass. Even if there is no Rishishim, so the Tavu Bes doesn't pass. As long as there is Rok, so it doesn't ask. So if there is no Rav, so then it's Ben itself. But if there is Rav, even though it's next in time, so Chometz Lachar HaPesach, it doesn't ask. The Torah says, Aval Taruv Esloi means if there is Shishi. So Taruv Esloi means Mashuna. But if there is no Shishi, so even though Chometz Lachar HaPesach is only Osei HaMetaknas, but if there is no Shishi, then it's still Osei. Then it's still Osei. Alright, Omar, there is the Pesach Yishbe. There is the Pesach Yishbe. Vamai. That means there is Teres. The Pesach is Yishbe. So, Vamai, we shall not put Achara Pesach. We never do Shalom Yishbe. So guys, Ashi says, Omar, David the Pesach is for every time you do a Chometz as Achaz Manu as Manu. Can you view? We used to be Mash. We put some amazing time with Gam Os. We let you have a Kavos in the Prey time. Chod the day to hold you have a Tavu as Achaz Manu in Utah. Can you see me? Why? For the Tavu is so. What do I say? If you use the cane in Chavut, so what do you have there? I mean, you clean out the cane. So it only has to bleed. So first of all, it's not to be angry. I mean, for the whole, for 7 days or 8 days in Chutzlore, so you did not use the cane. So certainly, I mean, anyway, so it's an instant time with God. It's an instant time with God. So, and it's mash. So a lot of times, so why should we have to break them? Why can't we use them after Chutzlore? So it's a lot of times. The Muhammad Tafar has money was a manoi. He had this from the mash, because all of this time with God was, the rest of the Kabbalah in the prayer time. Chod and Yitzchom 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 letting cook in the in those pots, and Rav himself passes that chomet shaloi bismani after the Pesach. So shaloi bismani, so the mashu is mutter. So why do we have to break it? So we can limit it to you, to the use of min shaloi bismani. So the Gemara says, Zeynet yom osel never bemin, ushmui ronka, lo yishbe. Aber mashu lachas mani, ויובד בו בנימין משונים, ואז בשמול את המת. אבל השמול הלכן את המת בנקנדה, those who sell parts, דרך, ככה, פסח, אש וזמינה, הקנדה, I mean, don't overcharge. ולוי, תעשינו לחוק של הפשין. תעשינו לחוק של הפשין. ומית רשו, תו שמול את הפשין הצירה. Yeah, obviously, Shmuel wouldn't threaten to announce the Aloha Rekapshim and if he didn't agree that if he didn't really think that Aloch is like Hashem. I mean, so he couldn't use that as a threat if he felt that Aloch is not like Hashem. So he held that Aloch is like Hashem. So Shmuel Hashem is here. So Mele, why did he have to say, if you overcharge, then I'll announce that Aloch is like Hashem. Even if they don't overcharge, the Aloch is like Hashem, so he has to announce that Aloch is like Hashem. The Aloch is like Hashem. So, Gemara is a terrorist, ask the Rav. So Mishim treated the Rav, he wouldn't tell anybody that Aloch is like Hashem. Mishim treated the Rav. So then he told those who are in the business of selling parts that if they overcharge, then he will tell other people that Aloch is like Hashem. So we see, I mean, from this, a big chiddush, in other words, that even though he's not supposed to pass it to anyone, be mocking Rav, Nachmas Kovet of Rav, so he's not allowed to pass differently than the Morad Aschet and Rav, but if it's a question of a great hefset for a tzibur, so then he would be allowed, because that's the reason as to why we told them that if you overcharge, then I'll pass in the aloche. In other words, if you don't overcharge, I'll in shevel tais. I just won't pass. But if you do overcharge, and since the aloche, I feel that the aloche is like Rav Shimon, so I'll tell other people that aloche is like Rav Shimon. Alright. Ha'ut amura ditocha bitichre. So it was smeared with some fat that was Osra Rob, Bariloya Lemechel Rift. So the path that was baked in the tunnel, so Robbe Bariloya answered to eat it, even be melted. A few of you, Leo, Vilme Ose Lemechel Bikus. Maybe he will eat it, because Kusach is a mixture that, so it's of several things, of forms of bread, and it has milk. So because of the possibility that he might eat, so in other words, since the tanur was smeared with fat, so that means that the fat gave the tan in the tanur, and the tanur gave the tan in the bread, and the mele, so he's not allowed to eat that bread with milk. So because of that, Rabbi Bariloi asked him to eat the milk. Zeir on the most on the Kus Rewin. Means in Wash in the Sunis of the Holo. We Wash Kola Pascua Suo with the Avero. Kanitebo in Tosh in the Satan of Ali with Fets. It was in Tosh Kola Pascua Suo Achillotic Satan. But once you heat it up, so then you take out, you extract all the fats, so then it's all right. So why did he ask her, Rabbi Bariloi ask her, Ligamre? So there is an age. Ho, who's a katano miyesho? So the youth did the Rabbi Bariloi, the youth. So in other words, if he's masik katano, so that extracts the bria. Omale Rabbi El Ravash, Vichim Achav Yisusef Rabbi Bariloi, Amai Korom Arav, there the Pesach is true. So in other words, so you can be massive the tunnel. So then all the Yisra'el will be extracted. So why do we have to break the Eretz? Omalei hosom tamo shal matzves. Hochem dira shal cheres aski. So in other words, so when do we say that if you are masi, you eat it up? So then it extracts all the Bria that is matzves. So the Beruah comes out from matzves to Nibun. Masha'im came by cheres, so even Nibun doesn't take out all the Bria completely. Hakivo yidal becheres and he ate it in the day. Biboy say me hobi hobi shal cheres ze esekam bifni vi ze esekam bichut ze esekam bifni vi ze esekam bachut. So in other words, that even tano shal cheres, an earthenware tano, so if you eat it up, so and the hesek bifni from within, all the coal is inside the stove, so then it can take out the bria even the heretz. Masha'ik in the veil. So the hesek, so it's fired from without, outside, not inside. So the mele, a hesek vivachut cannot extract the bria completely from the heretz. V'chiteime hochename lebele asokin v'chni. So but it can subject a veil also to a firing from within, has it with me? So the Gemara says, "Chayes alav, you shouldn't pack it, because if you put it in, let's say, if you put it in the stove and you put coal inside the dera, so then it's very likely that it will burst. So maybe because of that, the Chachomim asked that even if he does do it and he's not afraid, that it should still be osa. Ishtura, Chayes alav, you shouldn't pack it. You can chay buchi." This kind of a earthenware tile, he's seeking me bahutsu, he's taking bahutsu, we might be gure sharpen one. But if you fill it up with coal, so it's all right. And here there is no xere, Vilmechai is all right. Because the deiro is very likely to burst. So if you put coal inside the layer of Masha'ikin in this tile pan, so it's not likely to burst as a result of putting coal inside. So maybe it's Omale Rabin El Ravash, Hamasakiri Peace Rehe Rabino. What should we do with the knives that were used for Chometz all year? So how do we cash them for Pesach? Omale Rabin El Ravash, I use new ones. Alright, you are rich. So they have shalim. Do they have shalim? But someone who can't afford, what can you do? What I mean is that not that I buy new ones. I make it new. How do I make it new? Kataye bitile. In other words, the handle, which is made out of wood. It's the handle of the sakin, which is wood. So I smear it with loam, who pazalai the blade itself in oil. That I put in, I immerse in fire. So in other words, there is ribbon. But in other words, why does he have to smear it with loam? Otherwise the handle will become burnt. It's wood. So while it is in fire, so the handle is not subjected to any hersha, because to any ribbon, because it's all smeared up with teeth, with loam. So then after he takes out the whole knife from the fire, so then he removes the loam, and vodam alnil ikatayi breitchim, so he subjects it to agor. So in other words, so what did he do? He subjected it to ribbon in the fire itself, but it's not required. The Yilcha say, either the Reitchim will be clear vision. Either the Reitchim will be clear vision. Omar Abu Nebred Rabbi Shua, Eitz Poro, Magilei the Reitchim will be clear vision. Kosova Kibele Kachtel. So, in other words, a wooden ladle that is used in stirring the pot that is turning on fire, They're standing on fire. So it requires a hagolet in the Kodesh. Kosovakite, in the Kapete, since the bliya took place through use in the Kodesh. So the plate can also take place in the same way. That's the general rule. I mean, the way the bliya took place, the way the tashmish took place, that's the way you have to kashmir. So if the bliya took place in the course of Kodeshim, so you have to kashmir it by putting it in the Kodeshim. If the bliya took place for Yehu, by falling from the Kodeshim, so then you can marshal, you can kashmir it by pouring hot water from the Kodeshim. Boyer name Amelima. Hane Manye de Kunye. Manye de Kunye, so it's translated like glazed earthenware. But actually there is a machlekes v'shem, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Kunye shel cheresu v'tu abein. In other words, so it's not really glazed according to Rashi. That it means an earthenware vessel that is coated with glass. So that's really glazed. But according to Rashi, so Mani de Kunye is not a glazed vessel. It's an earthenware vessel that is coated with metal, with lead. And according to Oruch and Rabbi Natan, it's an earthenware vessel that is glazed with schuchet. Malu mishtamushe bedukpis. Whether you can use them on Pesach. So, in other words, it was used for Chometz. So can you use them for Pesach? So, the green ones, no question, the Vada asked you. So, the Mitzahs were about. So in other words, so then, they are delayed, they absorb. The black and white ones. My. The question is it Leia? So the male you cannot use it on Pesach if it was used for Chometz or not. Veichad is the cut of Hune if it has split. So Loiti Poyelo, the Bada Asira, then certainly absorb, and then they'll be paler. Kiti Poyelo the Shir. Question is when it's smooth. Poyelo the Shir. Omole, Chazina Lu the Midaitis. Almebal, we can see with our own eyes many times that it exudes. So in other words, so Abia, how does it exude? Because it was Balea, so then it is failed. So Memele, it's awesome. Almebal, Vasire. But then you'll say, all right, you will subject it to a gole, you'll put it in hot boiling water, so then it'll take out. No, but it's with Harris. It's only coated with glass. Or it's coated with metal. But the tequila itself, it consists of earthenware. So the melee, a table lead out with heres, she leads with the filet. So a little bit will always remain. Umanshami, I guess, the dose, in other words, so our goal is not effective, and if it was used, if the glazed vessels, or whatever it is, I mean, the vessels coated with metal, were used for Chometz, so you cannot, so our goal is not effective, you cannot use them on paper. So, Umanshami, I guess, die Domisch Mereima, Mame de Kunje, Ben Uchme, Ben Chlir, Ben Chibre, Ben Jerukesha, Ben Jerukesha, Vichitem, Jain Messer der Rabbonon, Chomes de Reise, Kol mit Titten Rabbonon, geht reistig. Omale, Zeta Schmischer de Chami, wie Zeta Schmischer de Zeta. So, bei Jain Messer, the kid, so, wie es came, were used, I mean, these vessels that are coated with metal or with glass, so were used for tzeinim. For tzeinim, so two they are belay a little bit. So the melee, when you make a gole, so that little bit is expected. Mashayke, these came, were used for chomets in half state. So it was not belay a little bit, but it was belay a substantially. So the melee seems it was belay a substantially, so no hagole will extract the bliya completely. אומר רובי ברבי, אומר רבחיה ברשי, אומר שמואל. כל הכלים שנשתמשו בהם חומץ בצינם, משתמש בהם מצ, חוץ מבי סייה. הויו שחמוצי קושי. So, כל הכלים שנשתמשו בחומץ בצינם, so, משתמש בהם מצ, except בי סייה, because בי סייה, even though it was used for yeast, so then it's very hard. So, Mimele, even though the Tzeinen, even if it was used in a cold state, so it's still new. Because it's a Dovachari. So, in other words, it's a Dovachari, like yeast, and then Mora says, Omar Abashu, Bishkarises, Kibiseya, Shechimutzi Koshe, so that is Nivlai, even the Tzeinen. So, Mimele, you cannot be Mishtami, Shamtei, Sachane. Because it will be new. You believe that. Now the Rosh mentions 2 days, the Rosh Hiyan Aulimor mentions 2 days. One day is the day of Rashi, but Rashi isn't here. He mentions in the name of Rashi that Rashi Shita is that Kol HaKelim Shemishtam Shubuchomet B'Tzeinim. So Mishtam in Matzim, Chutz they say, or B'Sharez, because it's very hard. So it's Nivayim B'Tzeinim. So he mentions the name of Rashi that he cannot use the Tam Pesach even if he makes a gol. It seems it's chemutzei koshe, so even the hagole will not take it out completely. Because of the chifes, of the beseir, of the haretzes, so even if he makes a gole in that kele, so it will not take it out completely. That's Rashi. But then the ri is chelet, and the Rosh agrees with the ri. The Rosh agrees with them. Now the two in Simon Tovnun Aleph, so he mentions a machlekes between the Rabbi Nahai Goyen and Rabbi Yeyel. So both Rabbi Nahai Goyen and Rabbi Yeyel, Rabbi Nahai Goyen, Balito, Rabbi Yeyel, so they all agree, they all seem to agree that if it's a klei matres, if it is a klei matres, so then, even though it was used for BCA, but if you make a gole, so it's, you can use it on this. But Rabbi Goyen said, there is a machleket between Rabbi Goyen and Rabbi Yehiel, how about the klechets? And it was used between for a BCA, a klechets, that in the 18th day, so, and it was used b'tzeinim for a b'tzeinim or for charis, and then you make a goal. So there is a machleket between Rabbi Goyen and Rabbi Yehiel whether you can use it for Pesach. So the three rishonim seem to agree that with the rishite, that if it is a klimatres, so then certainly a goal is effective. They are only chilek in regard to a klimatres. Omar Rov, Hana Adver b'chuz. Hoyu kim dira lemeles bechmire, umashne bechmire. So those pens in chuzet. So they used yeast in it. So kibes, and they left the yeast in it in the dough for some time. So it's kibeseir shechemutzei koshe. Pshite, naturally that's kibeseir. If they constantly need the dough that has yeast in it, and they leave it for some time, so that's a Biseyah. Ma'alu keinu kibi di revichet, because it's a pen, it's not like a pot, you know. So it's completely open. So kibi be'avire, sholot be'avire, ve'lo yipala, komashma. Now, just one thing. V'yilcha se'ida v'ida v'reich. Teve v'tayim v'yisef, v'avizor, asakti v'ashput v'asko l'avon v'eir. V'fir kam d'chul l'omak y'shalit v'eir, al v'tzol v'chlibu. So you see that the naiv require chlibu, hagol is not enough. V'kir ha'kar v'tam, v'yoma v'yushalmi, v'mayre v'shakunim arichi, she'tzeilim v'em boso, dumye v'shput, וחיין אהידךו, ואין יש בחלי, ונתיר בולה ואיסור בולה, עם חלק הבאשה בשביל מסכת על מזורה, סודר הבאשה, deals with קוצ'י. So in part, so something in which קוצ'י was cooked out the area, so then, it was בולה, it was בולה קוצ'י, so that even though it's תשמישי out the area, so our goal is enough. Like this, the halacha is that if it's tashmishi al de'eir, so then agol is not enough. But it requires lip. But kochim, so even though tashmishi was al de'eir, so agol is enough. So Rabashi says, what's the reason? Because it's a teira bola. So Meile Rabbetam says, chometz, even though you are good, you want to use the kelim am Pesach, but when was it used? When was the brew of the Isaac take place? Before Pesach, so then it was a Teire, so it's considered a Teire Bola. So it's considered a Teire Bola. Now, that's Hametam Shite. The Ramban is Chelik. There's a Machlik is Rishen. The Ramban is Chelik. And he says that Chometz is considered a Surah Bola. Even though the Bria took place and before Pesach. But it is something that is on Pesach, it's Oseh. In that state, when is it a teira bola? Let's say if a kele was bileya katos, so teter, and then after yevelaylo, so it will become lazy. Or a kele was bileya shlom, so it is heter. But after shnei yomim velaylo echod, it will become lazy. So at the time when the bria took place. So it was in that kind of a state that is always wood. Masha'iti chometz. So in the bria, so let's say the bria took place on Purim. But the same chometz in the same state is also on Pesach. So maybe it's a surah bola. That's the difference between kochim. So at the time when the bria took place, when it was the way of hatos, so it wasn't Pesach yet. A day later it will become Pesach. So maybe it's a teira bola. Masha'iti chometz. True that the bria took place Chanukah, doesn't matter. But the same state on Pesach it's Oseh, so it is suitable. But Rambam Shite is the Tamei. Now, so the many nafkaminas whether it's a teira bola or a surah bola. Now there is a machlokes in the Tshuva Sarajvo in Simen Reish, Shalos Tshuva Reish Samarvei. There is a Tshuva Sarajvo. So there's a Tshuva Sarajvo, a Reish Samarvei, and the Rajvo there says that one of the Rishayim, he writes the Tshuva, and in that Tshuva to the Rajvo, and the Rajvo answers it. So Rabbi Yonoson says, takes it for granted, first of all, he agrees with the Rishayim that Chometz Kedma Pesach if the Bria took place. Kedma Pesach, so Mele it's considered like a terrible. Like a terrible, like a Tamshi. A Tamshi. So, but then, so it's considered like a terrible. And the Rashbo, but he says that you can, Agola, let's say, suppose you had a knife that was used out there, or something, a baking pan, I mean, that was used all the air. So still, you can make a gola, it doesn't require a lid. It doesn't require a lid. But when is a gola effective if the gola takes place, Erev Pesach Kirim Hatzot? Mashiach is a gola if you want to make a gola. Lach HaChatzeis, when it's already Oseh, then it's already Surah Bola. then it's already Yisurei Bola. So only if the Agola takes place, Kedem is Manisurei. But if the Agola takes place, Lachas Manisurei, so Agola is not effective. Then you must make Libra. So the Rashbo is Chilek and Rabbi Yenoson. So the Rashbo is Chilek and Rabbi Yenoson. And he says, as long as the Bliya took place, Kedem is Manisurei. Of course, if the Bliya would take place, Eres Pesach Lachach HaTzeis, then it goes without saying that it would require Libun, not a goal. But if the Bliya took place before Zman Yisrael, so then you can make the Agole even after it becomes Israel. Even after it becomes Israel. So in other words, so that apparently Rabbi Yenoson and the Rashbo will have to be chilek in the Gemara, the last daf in Avrizor, where the Gemara, Rav Ashi says that kelim that were belei akotchin, let's say hatos or shlomim. So even though it was the kelim was tashmish al deir, let's say like knife or something. So tashmish al deir or repen. So even though the bria was al the tashmish al deir, so libun is not required. Hagole is enough. So the shaila is agole effective over there if the agole takes place in the pan in which Hatos was cooked? If the agole took place before the Yehim V'Laylo Echot elapsed. But once the Yehim V'Laylo Echot elapsed, or Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echot elapsed by Shlomim, so then agole is not effective, or in view of the fact that the Bliya took place, Beheter, so Mimele, the Agole, can take place even after the Bliya becomes late. So at that point, there is a Machlekes Rishonim there, the last blot in Avrizor. So it's the same Machlekes as the Machlekes between Rabbi Yenoson and the Rashi. All right, I wanted to give another share, but it's impossible. Okay, now, Sunday, so we'll start our tzachim. We might be skipping certain blood in our tzachim, but at the beginning of our tzachim, we are definitely going to learn. So we'll start, that's how it's there on the page, the mission, our tzachim, something else.